Well, if you're just waking up this morning, Toby Keith passed away last night peacefully at the age of 62, surrounded by his family. And this news just broke a couple hours ago. And we have posted Toby Keith's page and the announcement on our Facebook page if you would like to make a tribute. But this is what it said. Toby Keith passed peacefully last night on February 5th, surrounded by his family. He fought his fight with grace and courage. Please respect the privacy of his family at this time. So my Toby Keith story has to do with country concerts, and I was managing two offices in Lima, a big rental car company, one in St. Mary's, and a lot of the country stars and the crew who used airplanes to travel would fly into Neil Armstrong Airport over in New Knoxville. Wonderful airport, by the way. So it was very close to Fort Loramie. And we rented a lot of vehicles, mainly 15 passenger vans, as the crew and bands would fly in. They would shuttle between the airport and country concert. And one year, this had to have been early 2000s, it was Toby Keith was going to perform country concert, I think maybe on a Saturday night. And he wanted two large SUVs. Two large SUVs, like, and we had a pretty good way to get vehicles. And I'm like, okay. So I was able to snag two brand new white Dodge Durangos. Brand new. I don't even think they had 500 miles a piece. So we got them over there and did not meet Toby Keith or anything like that. We left vehicles because, you know, they were flying in and they didn't have time to deal with all of that, and hopped in one of the Dodge Durangos, and brand new, blew a radiator hose right there in the parking lot. I don't even think they got to move the thing. Fired that baby up and blew a radiator hose. That's what I found out. I came in Monday morning into the office and I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So, but somehow they made it all work because they had plenty of vehicles over there, I'm sure. Somehow Toby and his band got a ride. They made it to a country concert. So, but Toby Keith passed away last night, age of 62, and diagnosed with stomach cancer not that long ago. So going through chemo and radiation and surgery as well. So we'll be playing some Toby Keith songs throughout the morning. And a favorite of mine, Toby Keith with Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses. It would have been great just to be on hand for the video of that song. Love it. And Toby Keith, Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses, Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.
Willie, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice isn't one thing
you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Toby and Willie, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. If you're just waking up, Toby Keith passed away last night. This news just breaking a couple hours ago. So a lot of places where we look for information don't even have this news yet as everybody wakes up. And tributes will come in for sure throughout the day. Rex Howard, good morning. And word coming in early this morning on the passing of Toby Keith at the age of 62. It was last evening, surrounded by his family. And the best songs come quickly. And Toby Keith is said to have taken only 20 minutes to write this song. And he was inspired by the death of his father and the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. And the very first time he performed courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue at a live show, everybody went crazy. Went on to become his biggest hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, his first gold single, and here it is. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith, your country now, 100.5 WKXA.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly. Start ringing her bell, and it'll be
Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And if you're just hearing, Toby Keith passed away last evening at the age of 62. And of course, Toby Keith, known for performing for troops, U.S. troops. He went go to remote military bases, troops in Bahrain, Iraq, Kuwait, as well as on board the USS Enterprise aircraft carrier. And of course, his respect for the troops instilled by his father, who served in the military, and a friend, Kurt Motley, who became a board member with the USO. And in 2009, Toby Keith received the Military Officers Association of America Distinguished Service Award. And more on Toby Keith as we go through the morning.
Your country now.
Wake up.
I heard it on the way to work this morning.
Woo! Every morning.
Rex Howard in the morning.
100.5 WKXA.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please. She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith's debut single, that not only went to number one, it became the most played song of the 90s and pretty much set things a-go for cowboy Toby Keith. Now, you think Toby Keith, yeah, you think of a cowboy, but it was like 10 years later after the song was out. He had a little feud going with Peter Jennings and the Dixie Chicks. I don't know if you remember any of that, but word coming in early this morning. I first heard about it at 4 this morning, and Toby Keith passed away last evening at the age of 62, and broke just hours ago, and we posted what was put on his Facebook page over at WKXA on Facebook. You can share that with your social feeds here this morning, and we have Toby Keith talking about His the first song he ever wrote, I think it was like age 15, something.
First song I ever wrote, I was 14 or 15 years old. It was called If You're Handing Out a Heartache. And it wasn't bad. It was structured right, but it wasn't very good either.
Not very good, but he had some good ones later on as he got older, right? And this one, a 4-week chart topper from Shockin' Y'all, resonates with a lot of families of the men and women who serve in the country in the armed forces. So while there were many songs about America's military still, political climate and all of that, Toby Keith seemed to sing from the perspective of a man who not only had been to the Middle East, but had gotten to know the ins and outs of day-to-day military life. This song, American Soldier. Toby Keith, Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.
I'm just trying to be a father. Raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother. Everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early. I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success. From my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
Keith, American Soldier, Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, as we learn the passing of Toby Keith past last evening. Word coming out early this morning. There's a great interview of Toby Keith with an Oklahoma television station. You can find that on YouTube, but it was done just weeks ago, and he was at his home, and they were in his office. He had so many stories, and they really didn't expect to spend a lot of time with him, but he gave them a lot of time, a lot of stories, so great interview.
Your Country Now! 100.5 WKXA.